Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good to have you with us here for another in the series of Read the Word. I pray that your Memorial Day weekend was a good one. Found a place to honor a veteran, say thank you to a family, express your patriotism. I actually found one yesterday afternoon. We were in a restaurant and man was wearing a Vietnam hat, and I just sat down at the table and started talking to him. It was pretty cool. Just my way to say thank you. And Flag Man, if you're watching, he was in Germany like you during World War II, but he didn't give me his name. But it'd be all right. Thank you for your service, sir. All of our veterans are watching, studying with us every day. Thank you for your service. God bless your brothers. May not have come home when you did. They're on the other side in the great cloud of witnesses waiting for you. Jesus, mighty name. Well, here we go today. We've got King Solomon. And check this out. He's going to have a dream. God's going to ask him a question in his dream. He's going to answer in the dream, and God's going to grant him his request that he answers him in his dream for his whole life. I love this story. This is a good one. Let's pray our opening prayer like we do every time we come here. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. So I will be rooted and grounded in love and may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray, amen, and amen, and amen. 1 Kings chapter 3. Here we go, King Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 3. Now Solomon made a treaty with Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and married Pharaoh's daughter. First thing God said, don't do. Don't go marrying a bunch of king's daughters, because they're going to bring their gods. And he brought her to the city of David until he'd finished building his own house and the house of the Lord and the wall all the way around Jerusalem. Meanwhile, the people sacrificed at the high places because there was no house built for the name of the Lord until those days. Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father David, except that he sacrificed and burned incense in the high places. Thou shalt have no other God before thee, not even money, your job, your career, or your children. 4. Now the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give you. Remember, this is in a dream. Solomon said, you have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day. Now, O Lord, my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David. But I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. and your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to judge the great people of yours? He asked for wisdom. The speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. Then God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself, nor have you asked riches for yourself, nor have you asked the life of your enemy, but you have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, which is the foundation of God's throne. Mm-hmm. Behold, I've done according to your words. I've given you a wise and understanding heart. He gave it to him on the spot by God's supernatural power. That means Solomon said, I'm a little child. And now he's a little child with great wisdom because God anointed him. Wait, remember the story? I got to write this time down. Remember the story in Exodus when Moses is building the temple or the tabernacle in the wilderness? God gave Bezalel the knowledge of how to cover everything with gold and make all them articles. God gave it to him. He went to sleep one night, a slave delivered, and he got up the next day and was an anointed gold overlaying article making genius. Why? Because God decided to anoint them. You don't have to go to college in God. Some of you will go get a doctorate degree in college. It's okay. But don't limit yourself to what man's ways limit. Because Solomon is talking to God in a dream. And God answered him and made him the wisest and the richest man in the whole earth ever. Right here in verse 12. So that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. Amazing. And I also have given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings all your days. So if you walk my way, that's a big word, if, keep my statutes and my commandments as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. If then. Then Solomon awoke, and indeed it had been a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, offered up burnt offerings, offered peace offerings, made a feast for all his servants. And now two women who were harlots came to the king and stood before him. The one woman said, O my Lord, this woman and I dwell in the same house, and I gave birth while she was in the house. Then it happened the third day after I had given birth that this woman also gave birth. And we were together. No one was with us in the house except the two of us in the house. This woman's son died in the night because she lay on him. She rose in the middle of the night, took my son from my side while your maidservant slept, and laid him in her bosom, and laid her dead child in my bosom. When I arose in the morning to nurse my son, there he was dead. But when I examined him in the morning, indeed he was not my son whom I had born. Then the other woman said, no, but the living one is my son, and the dead one is your son. The first woman said, no, but the dead one is your son. The living one is my son. Thus they spoke before the king. Do you see why this young man who called himself a little child needed wisdom? Here's the perfect example of it. Verse 23, and the king said, the one says, this is my son who lives and your son is dead. The other says, no, but your son is dead. And one, and the dead one and my son is the living one. king said, bring me a sword. So they brought a sword before the king. King said, divide the living child in two and give half to one and half to the other. Then the woman whose son was living spoke to the king, for she yearned with compassion for her son. She said, O my Lord, give her the living child, and by no means kill him. The other said, let him be neither mine nor yours, but divide him. The king answered and said, give the first woman the living child, and by no means kill him. She is his mother. And all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had rendered, and they feared the king, for they saw the wisdom of God was in him to administer justice. It's no different than right here, right now, in the U.S. of A., if you accuse somebody of a wrong and you lied, then you should get the justice that you caused them to be put in line for. That would clean out the whole judicial system of all liars. Because guess what? It only take a few people getting life for a false murder.
Yeah, wow.
That I know a man that happened to.
Yeah.
The judge looked right at his wife and said, if these charges you're putting against him is because you hate him in this divorce and I find him innocent, you will go to prison for what you're trying him for. And she said, Your Honor, I dropped my case. He said, that's what I thought. Get out of my courthouse and don't ever come back here.
Amen.
Indiana.
And that's what needs to be happening.
That was a few years ago. Chapter 4. It's going to be a tough one to get through. So King Solomon was king over all Israel. And there were his officials, Azariah, the son of Zadok, the priest, Eliehoraph, and Ahijah, the sons of Shisha, scribes, Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, the recorder, Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, over the army, Zadok, and Abiathar, the priest, Azariah, the son of Nathan, over the officers, Zabud, the son of Nathan, a priest and the king's friend, Abishar over the household, and Adoniram, the son of Abda, over the labor force. You could almost get your tang tongled right there. Just about get your tang tongled. But, you know, I think it's amazing that God put all of these names in there, because this is the greatest historical record there is. And this is 7,000-year-old book right here. Not the actual book in my hand, but all of these records are literally that old. And it literally is that great of a historical record that not only is it in the Bible, historians come and say, there it is. No more stopping and talking, just reading. I did send you the links if you want to make
it
go live. Thank you. It wasn't her. It was me. Wait, nobody be offended and throw your Bible at me. Here we go. 7. Solomon had 12 governors over all Israel, provided food for the king and his household. Each one made provision for 1 month of the year. Never saw it before. These are their names. Ben-Hur is the mountainous of Ephraim, Ben-Dekar and Mekez, Shealbim, Beth-Shemesh, Elon, Beth-Hanan, Ben-Hesed in Arubath. To him belongs Succah and all the land of Hefer. Ben Abinadab and all the region of Zdor. He had Tephath, the daughter of Solomon, as wife. Baana, the son of Ahaliad, and Tanak, Megiddo, and all Beth Shean, which is beside Zaratan below Jezreel from Beth Shean to Abel Meholah as far as the other side of Jokneam. Ben-Geder and Ramoth-Gilead, to him belong the towns of Jair, the son of Manasseh, and Gilead, to him also belong the region of Arab and Bashan, 60 large cities with walls and bronze gate bars. Ahinadab, the son of Edo, in Mahanaim, Ahimaaz in Naphtali. He also took Basemath, the daughter of Solomon, his wife. Baana, the son of Hushai in Asher, and Alath, Jehoshaphat, the son of Parua in Issachar, Shimei, the son of Elah in Benjamin, Geba, the son of Uri in the land of Gilead, in the country of Sion, the king of the Amorites, and of Og, king of Bashan. He was the only governor who was in the land. Prosperity and wisdom of Solomon's reign. Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand by the sea in multitude, eating, drinking, and rejoicing. Solomon reigned over all the kingdoms from the river to the land of the Philistines as far as the border of Egypt. They brought tribute and served Solomon all the days of his life. Solomon's provision for one day was 30 cores of fine flour, 60 cores of meal, 10 fatted oxen, 20 oxen from the pasture, 100 sheep, besides deer, gazelles, roebucks, and fatted fowl. What is this?
It's provision. Maybe it's provision for the day. That's plenty of provision.
For he had dominion over all the region on the side of the river from Tiphash even to Gaza, namely over all the kings on the side of the river, and he had peace on every side all around him. And Judah and Israel dwelt safely, each man under his vine and his fig tree from Dan as far as Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen. These governors, each man in his month, provided food for King Solomon and for all who came to King Solomon's table. There was no lack in their supply. They also brought barley and straw to the proper place for the horses and steeds, each man according to his charge. And God gave Solomon wisdom and exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart like the sand on the seashore. Ephesians 3:20, he wants to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. Solomon's wisdom excelled all the wisdom of all the men of the East and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan, the Ezrahite, and Heman, the Chalcol, and Darda, the sons of Mahel, and his fame was in all the surrounding nations. He spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. He spoke of trees from the cedar tree of Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springs out of the wall. He spoke also of animals, of birds, of creeping things, and of fish. And men of all nations from all kings of the earth who heard of his wisdom came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Second Chronicles, chapter 1. Now Solomon, the son of David, was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord God was with him and exalted him exceedingly. And Solomon spoke to all Israel, to the captains of thousands and hundreds, to the judges, to every leader in all Israel, the heads of the fathers' houses. Solomon and all the assembly with him went to the high place that was at Gibeon, for the tabernacle of meeting with God was there, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, had made in the wilderness. But David had brought up the ark of God from Kirjath-Jearim to the place David had prepared for it, for he had pitched a tent for it at Jerusalem. Now the bronze altar that Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, had made, he put before the tabernacle of the Lord. Solomon and the assembly sought him there. Solomon went up there to the bronze altar before the Lord, which was at the tabernacle of meeting, and offered 1,000 burnt offerings on it. On that night, God appeared to Solomon and said to him, "Ask what I shall give you." Solomon said to God, "You have shown great mercy to David, my father, and have made me king in his place. Now, O Lord God, let your promise to David, my father, be established. For you have made me a king over people like the dust of the earth in multitudes." Same thing God had said to Abraham. Great, 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 great grandfather Abraham. "Now give me wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this great people of yours?" God said to Solomon, "Because this was in your heart, and you have not asked for riches or wealth or honor or the life of your enemies, nor have you asked long life, but have asked wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people over whom I've made you the king. Wisdom and knowledge are granted to you, and I will give you riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have had who were before you, nor shall any after you have the like." So Solomon came to Jerusalem from the high place. It was at Gibeon, from before the tabernacle of meeting in Israel. Solomon gathered chariots and horsemen. He had 100,400 chariots. No, 1,400 chariots, 12,000 horsemen. When he stationed in the chariot cities and with the king in Jerusalem, king made silver and gold as common in Jerusalem as stones. He made cedars as abundant as the sycamores, which are in the lowland. Solomon had horses imported from Egypt and Kiva. The king's merchandise bought them in Kiva at the current price. Interesting. They also acquired and imported from Egypt a chariot for 600 shekels of silver and a horse for 150. Thus, through their agents, they exported them to all the kings of the Hittites and the kings of Syria. Now you just heard export and trade. That's awesome. And now, Psalm 72. Glory and universality of Messiah's reign. This is a psalm of Solomon. Give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son. He will judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. Oh, my Lord. The mountains will bring peace to the people and the little hills by righteousness. He will bring justice to the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy and will break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear you as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the grass, before the mowing, like showers that water the earth. In his days, the righteous shall flourish, an abundance of peace until the moon is no more. He shall have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Those who dwell in the wilderness will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust. The king of Tarshish and of the isles will bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba will offer gifts. Yes, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him, for he will deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him who has no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and will save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their life from oppression and violence, and precious shall be their blood in his sight. He shall live, and the gold of Sheba will be given to him. Prayer also will be made for him continually, and daily he shall be praised. A lot of these he's and hims are capitalized. You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about Jesus. There will be an abundance of grain in the earth on the top of the mountains. Its fruit shall wave like Lebanon, and those of the city shall flourish like the grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him and shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who only does wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended.
Mm-hmm.
I've read the Psalms a lot of times, and I do not remember that phrase.
I don't either.
At all. Pray the prayer of salvation with me. If you do not know Jesus as the Lord of your life, this is your opportunity. And what you're going to have is a relationship with God your Father. He is your Father. Pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
I receive all of your love.
I receive all of your love.
All of your mercy and grace.
All of your mercy and grace.
Fill me with all of your righteousness.
Fill me with all of your righteousness.
I receive your Holy Spirit.
I receive the Holy Spirit.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
I live in power.
I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
language. Live a successful life.
And live successful
as a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
Pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen, amen. And amen. And you know, you might say, Pastor, something's going on the inside of me. Yes, it is. Jesus, the light of the world, just filled you. Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, just filled you. All of his grace, mercy, love, and righteousness just filled you. So when he comes in and that stuff goes out, transformation happens. Now, what we have to do is learn how to walk with him. That's all it's to. Just like Paul said, that I might know him. That's all it is. Now, every evening, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific, we're right here on YouTube and Facebook Live and Blog Talk Radio, teaching you how to walk in faith with our God. Great program. Come and be with us. You can find all the links and everything you need to know right there on the website, my email address. Send me an email. I will help you walk with God. I'm serious about that. Send me an email. 28 nations around the world. Send me an email. No way, it's 40 nations around the world now. Send me an email. We want to know who you are so we can be a blessing to you. That's it. Got to run. Till we see you again. Tomorrow morning, this is what we say. Remember this. We love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. See you soon.